Time for a cut-in from Rock on the Range with the OGs on the Grizz.
Hey Grizzlies for Pit 105, it is Heather. I am joined by the bassist John Exel from the Texas Hippie Coalition. How are you, John?
Doing good, thanks for having me.
We are actually live at Rock on the Range. You guys just performed at 145. Your show was fantastic.
Thank you so much for coming out, and I'm glad you got to, man. We try to do everything we can for the fans. They're the ones for us.
Now, let's talk a little bit about your guys' sound. People are saying you're kind of a Pantera, had sex with ZZ Top, and had a love child. Is that accurate?
That's pretty much right on the head, yeah. Red Dirt, Southern Texas metal.
And so what made you guys decide to go in that direction for that type of music?
It was just, you know, at the time when we got the band together, it was just that we were listening to music that was out there, and we just going, man, you know, we're not hearing anything that we're really digging. So we just went and locked ourselves in a jam room, and that's what came out, and we've kept it that way ever since.
Now, do you prefer playing, like, clubs or concert halls, or do you like doing these big festivals?
I like doing them all. I don't care whether it's one person or a million. We like to go out there and just play. It doesn't matter where we're at.
So you just like to go out there and connect with the audience?
Yes, ma'am.
I can relate with that. Yep. That's what I like to do. And then tell us a little bit about your new album you guys have.
Dark Side of Black. It reached number 6 on Billboard charts last week. You can check out the video Angel Fall, which is also the new single. It's all over social media everywhere. You can Google it, find it anywhere. It's just really going over good. We went back to our roots a little bit. It was a little bit heavier than the other albums were, but we kept that Southern style with it.
Now, who's your most influential person? Like, if you had to pick an artist that influenced you the most, especially on bass, who would you say that would be?
Man, that would be a tough one. I'd have to say Billy Sheehan and Nikki Sixx.
Oh, Nikki Sixx, we just saw him last night.
Yeah, I've been chasing him around the last, everywhere he's going, I'm going, man, I missed him by a day. Rocklahoma, I'll finally get to catch him. We're there on the same day.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, I just started learning how to play guitar. I started in February. It was a bucket list kind of thing. I'm 40 years old, started, you know, and I've already owned 4 guitars. So, do you have any words for someone like me who is learning how to do this?
Just keep doing it. Once you start, just keep. Sometimes it'll feel like it's tough, but it won't be. Go out and just explore any kind of music you can. Don't just go, I want to be a country player or a rock player or a metal player. Listen to all of it. And there's plenty of great stuff all over the internet, and you can go to guitar centers and get instructional videos that'll really explain from the guys that are out there doing it today, like Zach Wilde or Marty Friedman and those guys. And just Paul Gilbert's got a great one. You can go out and get it. It'll teach you, it slows it down, shows you everything, teaches you theory at the same time.
That is awesome. Now, you guys talked about social media. Do you want to go ahead and plug your guys' websites?
Man, we got them all over the place. So many that I can't even name them all. So everybody that knows us knows where to find us.
All right, and I'll put links on that too as well. I'd like to thank you very much. And if you're ever in the Quincy or Hannibal area, come to the studio and play me something.
We'll come do a set for you acoustic. How's that?
That would be fantastic. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you.